may remember some time ago we have had a chat with Chrissy Loveday, who was talking about her father. Chrissy's with me in the studio. We were talking about your dad, weren't you? You'd written a book called Rough Clay.
That's right, yes.
And your dad's, it was from Staffordshire, the potteries. There was a lot of symmetry with the china clay industry here.
That's
in
Cornwall. That's right. His china was made with Cornish clay, so I sort of felt I was almost at home again.
Exactly. And you modelled for a figurine that he moulded of Alice in Wonderland, and you found it eventually.
That's correct. Yes, I did. I was about 10 when I sat on the edge of a desk and was modelled as Alice, and she's now sitting in pride of place in my china cabinet. So, yes, it's a very happy reunion.
That is such a great story. And interesting for you, as a creative person, as a writer, coming to Cornwall, knowing that this is the birthplace of all those materials that your father used, that's very much part of your life because it was your dad's passion.
Oh, that's right. I mean, his family were miners. His father was a miner, and he decided he was no way going down the mines. He wanted to make something beautiful, and so he wheedled himself an apprenticeship with one of the big companies. And carried on making his china. Well, eventually began to make his own china, which there's not a great deal of it about, but of course I've cornered the market, I reckon, actually.
How many pieces have you got now?
About 200 and something, yeah.
Do you have any idea how many different moulds he made?
Well, I don't know, really. What's interesting, I thought I'd got most of it, and then every now and again somebody tells me about something else. I've probably got about 150 different items, and there are still one or two more. Not a huge number more, but there are a few more. So.
What's your dad's name? Arthur?
Arthur Bowker. And all his pieces had Arthur Bowker fine bone china stamped on the back of them.
So if you are maybe cleaning out the china cabinet this weekend, just have a little look on the bottom, and just in case, you can get in touch with Chrissy. We'll give her website details. This is the great thing about the internet, though. If you're looking to collect something, you can always find someone who's got what you want.
Well, that's very true, yes. It's interesting. It's opened up a whole new world to me.
Yes,
I bet.
In fact,
while we're mentioning the internet, I have a very dear friend, an elderly lady, she won't mind me saying she's an elderly lady, who always likes to read my books, and every time she said, "Oh my dear, you live in a different world." And she said, "What's all this WW stuff they keep talking about, and I just don't know what it means." So I said, well, in my next book, I'll try and explain it a little bit. So in my next book, which is the one that is just out now, called Cranham's Curios, it's one of the People's Friend pocket novels.
Yes.
Rachel's come home to her family, and she decides to take her parents in hand. So she creates them a website and explains all about the WW, the World Wide Web, and and all the rest of it. And, of course, lots of other things happen as well. But I just thought that was quite an interesting idea to put into it, because I have to say a lot of the readers of the pocket novels are the slightly more mature ladies, shall we say. Although, having also said that, a friend of mine said she found her daughter curled up in a corner reading it the other day, and the daughter said, "Everybody needs to read something like this every now and again. It's the warm chocolate feeling."
Yes.
And I thought that was lovely.
That's perfect. You see, the great thing about those books, they are for any age, although the main market, as you say, is ladies of a certain age and above. But the internet is such great fodder for a novel, because there are people perhaps in their 50s and 60s who over the past 10-ish years have had to, maybe for work purposes, embrace this. I know loads of people, myself included, who found it utterly baffling when the internet came out, when you could log on and talk to somebody over the other side of the world. The sort of science and technology behind it, I found baffling.
Well, so did I, and it's still baffling. But I know which buttons to press, and that's the important bit. If it goes wrong, I yell for my husband. So.
Yes, good for you. Yes. We have an engineer here on hand. Okay, help, I don't understand where to go or what happens. But it is a wonderful tool. It's terrifying and very confusing for lots of people.
Oh, I think it is, but I think if you vaguely understand it, I introduced another friend of mine, who's not quite as old as me, to one of the voicemail things.
Yes.
And we chatted to her brother in New Zealand, whom and also had a video camera, you know, this camcorder on. And she'd never seen him. She'd not seen him for years. And she was sitting there saying, I really can't believe it. I just can't believe it. And after we'd chatted for an hour, she said it's just like having sort of popped in for a coffee. And,
great.
And so she's gone home to get her own system sorted out now, at least.
So is that with a webcam?
Have a webcam and...
Yeah.
And the microphone and the headphones and all the rest of it, and
you can just talk,
and you can just talk, and you can see each other and wave to each other, and I have a grandson who lives in Spain, and
right.
we do nursery rhymes and play peepo and all sorts of things. So
how
lovely! It's just amazing. So I'm an internet addict.
Clearly, you see, you can change your life as families fragment, move all over the world, to be able to do something like that, to maybe see your niece, your nephew, your grandson, your granddaughter. Maybe it's midnight in Australia and it's first thing in the morning. To be able to have that connection, that is why the internet is wonderful, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And the other thing I would say, we're actually having a building project at home. Hello, builders. I hope you're all working hard.
Yes, put the cup of tea down, please. Thank you very much. Chrissy's back soon.
I'll be back soon. I'll be watching. We've actually got the ability to show pictures on the webcam. My friends in New Zealand actually watched the concrete being poured into the foundations.
You're kidding.
I'm not, honestly. It was just one morning. It was just, you know, it's just
great.
Incredible.
So that is the idea for your new novel that is out now. What is it called?
It's called Cranham's Curios. And okay. Cranham's Curios is a little curio shop run by the family in a village. It's an invented village, and I always invent my villages. I mention places like Truro and Penzance because a lot of people have heard of them, but most of the villages are probably based on places I know.
Yes.
This is the village of St. Truan. I don't think there's a St. Truan in Cornwall.
I don't think there is, no.
But, if there is, well, I did invent my village, but there you go.
St. Truan, yes.
St. Truan.
Yes.
And I also have another one out in large print.
Right.
Because most of the little books that I do actually also go to large print.
Mm.
And I've just sold my 21st, which is really rather exciting.
Congratulations, Chrissy.
And the other one, the large print that's just out, is called Doctor Doctor.
Right.
Another one based in Cornwall. You see, Cornwall is so inspirational.
Isn't it?
You see so many ideas. And Doctor Doctor is set in the sort of hospital we'd all absolutely adore.
Really?
To know. It's sort of very vaguely West Cornwall, but it's a romance again and so on, and that will actually be in the libraries. Well, in fact, it's in the libraries now. If you don't want to buy one, you can go to the library and read it.
Are there lots of handsome doctors with marvellous bedside manners?
The odd one or two, but we have female, equal female
marvellous
people there.
So Doctor Doctor is out in the libraries now, and also Cranham's Curios, is that in the libraries and bookshops as well?
Well, the Cranham's Curios will be in the libraries eventually, but at the moment it's in most of the supermarkets, in newsagents and so on, and it's a very little thing you can slip in your pocket, which is why it's called a pocket novel.
Perfect.
And you can read it on the bus or on the train.
And it's published by Pocket
it's
Books.
It's D.C. Thompson, who produce Dandy and Beano and People's Friend. And
okay. So they can find out the details if they go online. What are the details of your website, Chrissy, in case people haven't got all the info?
It's chrissyloveday.com.
There you go. Simple as that. Lovely to see you again, and all the very best with all your many projects you always
have
on the go.
Thanks,
Chrissy.
Thanks,
bye-bye.